Hello, my name is Jessica Terra for the Nerd of Godcast. I love trivia. Whether it is Trivia Pursuit, or Trivia Crack, or HQ, I love trivia games. And if you play HQ, then you know that they just had, last night, a Ready Player One sponsored game that was worth $250,000. And I'm sad to say I was not one of those 12 winners, but still, it was a great experience. I am on an impossible and never-ending quest to know everything. And I know I'll never get there, but I still try. I just like knowing things. But as much as I like to get to the point of trying to know everything, God is the only being who is all-knowing, or omniscient. In Psalm 147, verse 4 and 5, it says, He counts the number of the stars. He calls them by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. In Matthew 10, verse 30, He knows the number of hairs on your head. In Isaiah 40, verse 28, Isaiah says, His understanding is unsearchable. And the all-famous, often-quoted Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you. All throughout the Bible, we are told that God knows all. Whether it is our past, or our future, or just what is in our heart, He knows all. He was there at the beginning of time, and He'll be there at the end. And He knows all of it. So my encouragement to you today is this. When we lose our job, our loved one, our home, our hope, we don't know what's next, but God does. My knowledge of British monarchs from Elizabeth II dating all the way back to George III is not going to tell me what is going to happen tomorrow. It doesn't tell me what tomorrow brings. It only tells me about yesterday. And those 12 people who knew enough to win the $250,000 in HQ know a lot about the 80s. But only God knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So rest in that when you don't. Well, that's all the time we have today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Jessica Tara for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, the third movie is always the worst.